Okay, what's your name again?
Steve Dave. Dave.
That one.
IT.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
So, Yep. Hello there, everybody. You're listening to Hobosode number 400. I'm your host, Brad, and this one is sponsored by Phil Not the Doctor. I'm going to be doing something really original today. I'm going to be calling swap shop numbers. Can you believe it? Well, you better believe it, because that's what I'm doing. It's going to be such a good show.
Hello.
I was calling about those two geese, the male and the female.
Yes,
I still have those.
Hello? Are there two ladies on the line?
I believe so.
Well, who are you, ma'am? I'm the one selling the two geese, the male and the female. And, sir, our hen is already laying, okay?
Oh, okay. And then how much do those cost? Hello? Did you both disappear? Hello?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, how much do those cost?
My geese are $30 for both.
Well, that's how much I'm charging. Hey, what's going on here? Are you trying to steal my ad? Because I have the two geese. And one of the hens is already laying. And it's $30 for both of them.
I'm so confused. Which one of you are actually selling the geese then?
Sir, where are you located?
I'm in North Carolina. Over, you know where the Dairy Queen is?
The Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
I'm in Spruce Pine.
Sir, I would not give this lady your information, because she's pretending to be me. I live in Spruce Pine. She is full of shit. She's some kind of a scammer.
I'm not a scammer. You guys called me.
Well,
I have pictures of my geese. They're right here, and I can actually go out to my geese right now.
I only called one person. I only called one person, and I just wanted to get these two geese.
Well, they're $30 if you want to come over here and get them. I live in Spruce Pines.
Okay, I can... What's the full address then? Hello? Ma'am! Shit, I got hung up on.
Hello.
Hi there, I was calling about those blue healer... puppies? Are those still available?
Yeah, they're still available.
I have a male and a female left.
Well, I'm the one selling them. Who's that?
I'm sorry, are there two people on the phone?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, well.
I'm selling them too.
Well, I'm the one selling them. I don't know who this lady is. Are you some kind of a scam artist lady?
What number are you calling? I'm selling them too.
Well, I'm the one that called. I'm calling the 8 number.
Yeah, that's
my number.
That's my number. That's not your number, ma'am. That's my number.
That's my number.
My number is 8888.
That's what my number is too.
Bullshit. Cause, like, how could you have the same phone number as me and you're selling blue healer puppies?
I don't have no idea, but that's my number. 888.
No, that's my number. Well,
where are you from?
Oh, I'm calling about the ones that have been dewormed and had all the
shots.
That's
mine. That's mine.
No, it's not. That's mine. I wrote that in the ad.
This
very healthy. One male.
Where did you hear it at? On the swap shop?
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, I'm the one that put it on the swap shop.
I put it on the swap shop. What the fuck are you doing, lady?
I heard it on the swap shop. That's why I'm calling. So whichever one of you
that's my pup. They've been wormed. And they've had all their shots. They're ready to go. I have a male and a female left. They're $250 apiece.
Sir, do not listen to this lady. She is a scam artist. I'm the one selling
not
the puppies.
Scammer. You're full of shit, bitch.
Whoa, ma'am. I'm just trying to buy the puppies. I don't need to be cursed at.
No, I'm not cussing at you. I don't know what this lady's doing.
I don't understand how there can be two people on the phone.
It's because this lady popped into my line. She probably has one of those police scanners.
I didn't pop into your line. My phone rang.
She probably has one of those police scanners that pops into lines.
I don't know what she's talking about. She's crazy. If you want a puppy, that's fine. Email me, whatever. I will give you the way to get here.
Okay, what's the address then? I can come on out.
96 Road.
Road. Hey, that's my address. My address is 96 Road.
She is crazy.
You're crazy. You're not in my house.
Road, North Carolina, 28 Road.
Where'd you get all that information? That's my information, ma'am.
That is not your house. You're a bitch.
Ma'am, I am not a bitch. I'm just trying to sell my.
Holy crap. She just whipped out those curse words at me every once in a while. I did not appreciate that. Let me try calling her right back.
Hi, this is Lisa. Gus is here too. But obviously we're outside and can't get your call, but leave us a number and we'll call you back, won't we, bub?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, BM. I'm just calling about those blue healer puppies. I was hoping I reached the right person this time. I'll try back. Darn, I thought that was a home answering machine at first. I was going to beg them to pick up. I'll try one last time, though.
Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am. Is this the person selling the blue healer puppies?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. I guess I got the right...
What in the world is going on?
Ma'am, you get off my line. I'm the one selling the puppies.
Oh, this again. I don't want any of your two's drama, I guess. I really did want the blue healer puppies. If one of you are actually selling them, please call me back.
I called back and some lady answered the phone.
I am selling them.
She was just as rude as this other one, so whatever. I'm not messing with you. There ain't no pup going to somebody as crazy as you are.
Hey, lady. Get off my line. You hang up that phone. Get off my line. Because I live in this house on Road. Ma'am, I hear you breathing. You're breathing very heavily.
Well, are you the one that has those puppies then? Should I just come on out to the address? Like, did you both say the same address? I wrote down 9 Road.
Yep, that's my address. 9 Road. If this lady shows up at my house, I'm going to kick her ass. Hello? Hello? Oh man, you guys, so there has been this weird little problem going on.
Why am I talking like that? There's been this weird little problem going on with my phone system lately with my Asterix, where a lot of these numbers that I call from, you know, they're actually my numbers. They're supposed to be able to call them back, but instead they're getting a hold of Beverly because I don't have each of these lines configured. I need to configure each individual line now thanks to this Beverly issue. But what I'm saying is she said she called back and she got a hold of someone that was even ruder than me. And I think we all know that was probably Beverly. So I'm going to open up my FTP program here and download the last few Beverly calls and see what we have. So here we go. I've downloaded, I don't know, like 6 files. She's been really busy the past 30 minutes. I don't know why I went back that far, actually. But probably this most recent one is the most likely to be her.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling for the chickens you have for sale.
Okay.
Yes, this is Beverly.
That's not it.
Yeah. What are the prices of them?
Let's see where this goes, though.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And you?
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm calling about the chickens you have for sale on Craigslist.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
Huh?
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
All right, that's where she hung up. Sorry about the call, chicken lady. It looks like I started on the wrong end of the files. Let's go to the other end, which is the most recent one.
Hello?
Hello?
This is her.
Yes, this is Beverly.
Are you the one that just called about the puppies?
Hi, how are you?
Do what?
Who the fuck is this?
Who is this?
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
I don't know. Somebody told me you're wanting a blue healer puppy, and another lady got on the phone saying that she had my number, and when I gave the guy my address, She said that was her address. I don't know what's going on.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
What are you talking about? I'm just returning a call if somebody called for a pup.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
We're tracing, bitch.
That was pretty great. That didn't disappoint me too much. There was one just a minute or two before that one. Let me make sure that one is also not her.
Hello?
Hello?
Nope, I guess not.
Yes, this is Beverly.
I figured something prank.
That one didn't go anywhere. She just muttered about it being a prank. So, awesome, we got a lady with Beverly today. We tricked her a good one. I'm going to go ahead and configure this phone number so people can call me back, because I'd rather get called back than let Beverly have all the fun. Who does Beverly think she is? They're all done. Let's continue with the calls from this swap shop list. There are a lot of pets for sale on this list. You didn't say hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, there you are. Oh, my gosh. That was weird, because you did that to me the first time, too.
Yes, who are you?
I'm calling about those full-blooded German shepherds.
I'm sorry, I have no idea. You must have the wrong number.
No, I don't. You have the German shepherds. You put it on the swap shop.
Can you,
you son
give
of
me
a,
the number
you
You
son
dialed?
Of a bitch. I dialed 8 and 6, you son of a bitch.
The number's correct, but you're just rude, and I don't have dogs.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So now you're not going to sell me your dogs because I'm too rude. Maybe I wouldn't be rude if you just say hello when you answer the phone. He hung up. So that sucks for whoever's selling the German shepherds. They didn't even give the right phone number. Bunch of dummies.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was calling about your Ranger 335 volt base boat.
Yes, ma'am.
With 120 Johnson.
120 flipping Johnson on the back of it.
Yeah, that's still available if you're interested in that.
Yeah, I am. That's why I called. And it's 3,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, that's what it is.
I'm sorry, are there two people on this phone? Why are there
two? Yeah, there should.
What?
There shouldn't be.
Yeah, I agree. Why don't you get the fuck off my line? Who are you? Why are you talking about my boat that I'm selling? Well, that was a weird call. Holy shit, this next one is three young ducks and a twin mattress and bed frame. I don't know if you have to take them all at once. It's like a package deal thing.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box.
Well, shit, I guess we'll never know, because they're not picking up.
Hello?
Hey there, I was calling about that Great Pyrenees.
Yes, ma'am.
Raised with the other goats and dogs.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, that is available, yep. And the barn cat, don't forget the barn cat.
Oh, yeah, that's here on the ad. I'm sorry, are there two men on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Is this the same person I was talking to? I thought I heard another man on the line.
I heard another voice, too. That was strange.
Well, that guy, I don't know who that guy is, but you need to get off my line, sir. I'm the one selling the Great Pyrenees.
Oh, okay. Well, that's who I was calling for. Damn it, he hung up. I guess that was too weird for him.
Hello?
Hey there. I was calling. I wanted to buy. You were looking to buy that Chevrolet Silverado, and we have like an old one here.
Hello?
Hello?
What model is it?
Did I get the wrong number?
No, my husband is wanting to buy a Chevrolet Silverado, but.
Well, I'm sorry. Who's that guy in the line? Because. I'm the one that was calling about the person who wanted to buy the Chevrolet Silverado. Are there two people on the line? That's weird.
No, what? There's not. Not well, unless it's on your end, because...
Well, no, I'm the one that...
I'm the only one on the phone here.
Oh, no, I'm the one that called in. I called in just to let you know I don't have one of these Chevrolet Silverado trucks. So I don't know who that other lady is. I don't know neither.
That's weird.
Is this some kind of a scam?
It may be a scam, but...
Well, I'm not the one scamming. I'm not the one scamming. I saw this ad for the four-door, three-door, regular cab.
Yes.
And I don't have one. I don't...
But the phone call came in to me, so... The phone call came in, so...
Yeah, but I'm saying... I called you, but I don't have a Chevrolet Silverado truck. Like, I'm a lady, and I drive a lady car.
Well, ma'am, I don't know who the fuck you are. I was calling to tell these people I don't have a Chevrolet Silverado truck. I don't have a four-door or a three-door.
Y'all both have a good day. I don't know what's going on with the phone line.
Okay, ma'am, I'm the real caller. It's not him. That guy is some sort of an identity thief. But I do not have... Oh, there she goes.
This line has been placed out of service. Your communication cannot be processed.
Whoa.
This line has been placed out of service. Communication cannot be processed.
What a weird error message.
This line has been...
And it just repeats forever. And this is today's swap shop list, by the way. She gave that number today, and now her line is not in service. What the hell happened to her today? She's just had one crazy morning.
This line has been placed out of service. Your communication cannot be processed.
What?
This line has been placed...
How did I get another one? Wait, is that the same number? No, I don't think it was. That's the first time I've called that number. Two numbers in this list have been put out of service for some reason.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your 5 acres of pasture to rent.
Uh-huh.
Is that still available?
It is, yeah.
Oh, cool. And how much is that?
What was you going to put in it?
I was going to just stack a bunch of tires up all over the entire 5 acres and set them all on fire.
You're just going to what?
I'm going to just stack a bunch of tires. I've got like just acres and acres of tires. I'm going to bring them
tires.
All over. Yeah,
I don't want no tires.
Rubber
on.
Tires. Well, you don't. No. It don't matter what you want, because I'm the one renting the thing.
No, you ain't renting.
You son of a bitch. So I'm just going to put all those tires on your property. And
no, you're not going to put tires
and,
on my property.
And I'm going to set them on fire to get rid of them.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I am. And he hung up. I guess he won't be written to me.
Hello?
Hey there, I was calling about that Whirlpool Quiet Partner dishwasher.
Yes.
Yes, that's still for sale.
Oh, yes, okay. It is.
Okay, I'm sorry, are there two ladies on the line?
It was just me.
Oh, no, I'm here too. I don't know who this lady is. I'm the one selling the dishwasher. It's a Whirlpool Quiet Partner 1.
Okay. It's a little hard to hear with that TV in the background. Oh, she just hung up. She's like, fuck $100 if I have to turn down my TV. It's not worth it to sell that dishwasher. I got a call coming back, but I'm not sure who it is, but it is from this area. Hello?
Yes, you just called my number about the dishwasher.
Yeah. Is that still
and
available?
And I don't know what happened.
What?
And it's still available, but I don't know how that other woman get on the phone.
Oh, that other lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which one was the real one. Are you the one that lives on...
Well, I'm the real one.
Are you the one that lives on Road?
Grindstaff Rain.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm just interested in the dishwasher.
Where you live at?
Well, she doesn't even have the dishwasher. I'm the one with the dishwasher. This lady's stealing my identity. I don't know what her problem is, but I'm going to call the sheriff.
Well, go ahead and call because I already did and his phone's been traced.
Oh, you better not trace my phone. I don't give you permission to trace my phone.
I just did because you're a rotten bitch.
Well, my phone is your phone.
There we go. She hung up. I'm confused about which one that was. I do see a dishwasher up here. I just don't remember what happened with it. I'm sure all of you do. It was probably the most recent call because I deleted all the other calls out of here.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling about that queen bedroom suite with the three pieces.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sold yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that bought it.
Huh?
I'm the one that bought it.
Okay, well, what do you need to know about it?
Well, why'd you put a GPS tracker in there?
Do what now?
Why'd you put a GPS tracker in my chest of drawers? Because we opened it up to clean it out because it was a gross mess, and there's a GPS tracker in there. Why are you trying to track where it goes? Sir?
I really don't know what you're talking about. Where did you buy this at?
From you. And when I was over there, you kept licking your lips at me. Like you wanted to, you know, make out or something. And I'm a married woman. And then the next thing I know, I find a GPS tracker in my chest of drawers.
Well, I think you've got the wrong person. Where'd you pick this chest of drawers up at?
Oh, at your place, I think. I don't know. I don't know what kind of place that was.
What was the location of the place?
But I'm not going to give you this GPS tracker back.
I don't want it. It's not mine. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I should call the sheriff if you're going to be tracking me around and stuff, being a weird stalker man.
That's what I'd do. I'd call the sheriff. Exactly. Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker.
Well, don't be calling to accusing me of shit.
Well, don't be putting GPS trackers in my chest of drawers.
I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't sell no chest of drawers. You know way.
Yes, you did. You sold me the three pieces queen bedroom suite for $100.
No, I didn't.
Bullshit, you didn't. I don't appreciate you being a creep and licking your lips at me and putting a GPS tracker in my chest of drawers.
Where did you come get a chest of drawers at anyway?
You're a damn weirdo. How would I have your number if I didn't come and get your chest of drawers?
I have no idea. That's what I'd like to know.
I'm going to sell this GPS tracker on eBay, and I bet you I get a bunch more money than...
Well, it wasn't my chest of drawers anyway. It was my son's. I was just trying to get rid of it for him. He's been moved out of the trailer for 6 months.
Oh, so the story changes.
Oh, no. Nothing's changed.
Now it's your son that's tracking me?
I guess. If you're being tracked, I guess it is. I have no idea. I don't know nothing about none of it.
You're trying to throw your son under the bus.
I guess. Whatever.
That's pretty rude. Rude of you.
The lady that come bought this chest of drawers here at this house.
That was me.
No, I know this lady.
Oh, bullshit you do. You think you know me.
Yeah, I did. I did. Her and her husband was here. Her husband come picked it up. I helped him load it in the truck.
See, now you're just making up stuff. Because I was the lady bought that chest of drawers.
You're the one making up stuff.
Well, you're the one that put a GPS tracker in my chest of drawers.
It wasn't even mine, I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't give you any right to put a GPS tracker in there. If you wanted my address, you could have just asked me for it.
Well, where I sold the chest of drawers to, I know where they live. They live right out here at Riverside. I didn't need to ask a location.
Well, then that was really stupid of you. What are you, stupid or something?
Well, yeah, I guess I am, but what was stupid about it?
Well, I don't know. You put a fancy GPS tracker in here.
I didn't put a damn thing nowhere is what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, yes, you did. And why would you do that if you already know where we live, you fucking idiot?
Well, I didn't put nothing nowhere, and I didn't even look in the drawers. It was my son's furniture moved out of the trailer.
Hey.
My mom put it on the radio and give them my number, and I'm right in the middle of all of it. So whatever's in there was in there. I have no idea. I didn't look.
Listen here, buddy. I actually think it's...
No, you listen here. You listen here.
I actually think it's kind of sexy, and I don't know. You're sounding pretty hot to me right now, yelling at me. Have you got any pants on? Sir, hey.
I can have them on or off. It doesn't matter.
Well, take them off because I'm getting a little turned on right now.
I don't like being accused of shit. No way.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to accuse you of shit while you suck my dick. Hello?
I've been accused of just about enough.
Okay, well, but, you know, it's really turning me on now because you're yelling at me.
Well, that's good.
Are you hard right now?
No.
Let me hear that dick. Slap that dick on the phone. Let's hear it.
I'm working like a damn dog. I don't have time for that shit.
Oh, come on. Let me slap that dick on the phone. Let's hear it.
Let's not worry about this.
Okay, well, you know, I was a little worried because you put that GPS tracker in my chest of drawers. Well,
I didn't put no tracker nowhere.
Yes, you did. You know you did.
If you say I did, that's fine. I don't know.
Okay,
nothing about it. But
can you please apologize to me for putting a GPS tracker in my chest of drawers?
I didn't put a GPS tracker in there. My son could have had, and if he did, I'm sorry for him, but I didn't do nothing.
And you know what? If you're not in the mood to slap your dick on the phone, that doesn't mean you have to be a dick about it.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's okay. I love you.
I gotta go. I'm working.
Okay. I love you.
Bye.
Well, say it back or you're making it weird, sir.
Poor Carol. She just can't get no love. Why did he tell me his pants can be off or on if he wasn't going to take them off? I'm very disappointed now.
Hello.
Hey, were you looking for someone to move your mobile home from Arbuckle to Micahville?
Yes.
Ma'am, I can't do that. I have one of those little smart cars. It doesn't even have a towing hitch on it. I don't even think it's strong enough to pull your damn trailer.
Well, I did not call you.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know. I drive a smart car. There's no hitch. What do you expect me to do? Just tie up a rope to it? Just drag it?
Stick it up your ass.
Hey, listen here, lady. Wow, that was rude, and I'm upset, and I'm so upset that I'm going to end the show now. That's totally the reason I'm ending the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and thank you, Phil, not the doctor, for being a supporter of the show and all the shows.
But you're an incel, I can tell, I know.
Wait, is that it? Is that the whole song? Wait.
Calling me a loser like I never really got far. Your whole crew got more pigs than a cop car. Kiss my feet, cause you'll never see the top bar. Wishing you were me every time that you pop bars. Ouch! Yeah, that one hurt. Lemon juice and a wound, that's never gonna work.
Nope.
Ow! That hurt me so much.
Owie, ow!
That was really, really me.
It's so mean.
Big boy pants in my pockets is thick. Hello Kitty keychain hangs straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip. Make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. Chain hang straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip. Make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. I see you hate on me cause you're mad. You don't have the shit that I have. Maybe if you got off your ass, you could get some to a big bag.
Cha-ching. This is where the song ends, right?
Boys roll, girls rule, that's just the facts. And if you think any different, then you're gonna get smacked. Flat, back, on the floor. And if you get mad, I'ma call you a whore. Nice, love it, feminism. I only like parties when there's men up in them.
I love
ow, that hurt me so much.
Owie, ow.
That was really, really mean.
That's so mean.
Big boy pants to my pockets is thick. Hello Kitty keychain hangs straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip. Make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. Big boy pants to my pockets is thick. Hello Kitty keychain hangs straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip. Make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. Big boy pants to my pockets is thick. Hello Kitty keychain hangs straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip. Make a little girl sad, cause a big boy rich. Big boy pants to my pockets is thick. Hello Kitty keychain hangs straight from my hip. Got a big boy bag, got a big boy drip. Make a little girl sad.
I got a boyfriend. I don't look at nobody like you're accusing me of. What the fuck?